Good afternoon, everyone. This is Kelly O'Neill, and I am back for another exciting class with Gina and Eva. And today, we are going to continue in our third in our series of classes on wealth attraction for marketing to millionaires. And today, specifically, this is one of my favorite topics. We are going to talk about your relationship with money and creating a solid relationship with money so that you can become a virtual money magnet. So, guys, are you ready?
We are ready.
I love this. I love this topic. And I'm so glad that we're going to cover it because I really believe that this is the biggest thing standing between people and the results that they want to create.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. So I'm going to let you guys take it away.
Okay. This is Gina, and I'm just going to begin with, although we love money, and trust us, we love money.
Love money.
One of the things that we really want to stress in a good way today is that money's cool and money's fun, and we want a lot of it, but we don't want people making a big hairy deal about it.
And that's what we do. We make a big hairy deal of it. We want money. We say we love money. And then we feel like, oh, but if I make a lot of money, I'm being greedy. Or if I make all this money, someone else is not going to have money. Or how can I dare think about making all this money when there's so many poor people in the world?
Or that it's so big, it would be such a miracle, such a dream come true, that it seems so far out there. So if you can see this, hey, it's not a big deal. It's just something that is. You might have heard this analogy before. It's like air. You know, you breathe it in, you breathe it out, and you don't have to suck it up and then hold your breath for a really long time because there's not that much more air out there. Money's the same way. You can source as much of it as you want. And so if you can not have it be this miraculous thing that would happen to you, or if you don't have money, like I know I've made a lot of money and I've lost a lot of money. And in those times where I didn't have the money, I thought, oh my gosh, this is a big deal. But as soon as I stopped making it a big deal, then, of course, my income went right back up again. So that was a real indicator to me, even for myself, that, okay, even if you know how to have it and then you lose it, it's still, if you make it a big, hairy deal, the current position that you're in, it will become a big, hairy deal. And it will be elusive to you, and it'll be hard to get your hands on it again when you see it as something that's out there, too far beyond your reach.
One of the things I want to say about this, because I think when you talked about breathing air in and out, everything in life is this way. Everything, including money. Everything is energy. Everything is energy. And that's why everything begins with your thoughts and the emotional charge you have on it. It's all energy. So if you're looking at it that way and understanding it with air, if I'm sleeping at night, I don't require a lot of air, and yet I get plenty. And I don't worry about not getting it. And when I'm on my runs, I take in a lot more air than when I'm doing other things or if I'm sleeping at night. And it's always there. I never second guess it. I never question it. There's this assumption that, of course, there's plenty. And I'll always have what I need. So there's more than enough. And yet I still get to pick and choose, if you want to call it pick and choosing. We're really not picking and choosing our air. But to begin to think of all things in this way, that it is energy and money is energy too. And when you understand that and you can look at money and love money and appreciate money and really understand the power of money, not from an egotistical place, nothing wrong with material things, by the way. We're spiritual beings, but we're in physical bodies that are here to experience the physical world. And those material things are no more different or no less different energetically than who we are, our relationships, our focus, us as spiritual beings. Everything is spiritual. And when we can start to create an understanding and shift many of those limiting beliefs that we were brought up with around money is hard to get, it doesn't grow on trees, life wasn't meant to be fair. I mean, gosh, we could create a whole list of some of those beliefs that we've been brought up with.
The one that I actually hear a lot in my practice is, I don't want to be the kind of person that money makes you.
Oh!
I hear that a lot. I actually had someone, obviously since I teach marketing to the affluent, I have had so many people write in and say, are there any nice affluent people around?
Mm. Oh my goodness.
I get that a lot. Like a lot.
Oh my gosh. Well, let me tell you, this is Jim Rohn, and I learned this from him. I love him. And he talks about, well, there's two people, but he's the one that I got it from first. And money doesn't make you one way or the other. Money simply amplifies who you already are. And so if you're someone that's hard to get along with, if you're a pretty negative person and
or
you
not
make
trusting.
A lot of, exactly, all of those things, then the more money you have, the more you become that person. Where on the flip side of that is, if you're kind and you're gentle and you love people and you assume the best, you're positive, you appreciate the good things in life and you appreciate, you know, people, whatever it is about you, you have that demeanor. I mean, Jim Rohn is one of those people. Then more money simply amplifies who you really are. Now, you can shift, of course. People that are not that way can shift, but it's not the money that makes them shift. It's something completely different and set aside from money. But money will amplify, the more money you have, begins to amplify who you really are. It begins to show you in a much bigger way who you really are. And the other thing that Jim Rohn talks about, which I love, is he says you go after that first $1 million, not for the first million, and having your first million or any million is fine. But do it for who you must become to be a millionaire. And then you go after your second million, not to get the second million, but for who you must become in order to have the second million.
I love that.
One of the things about, and this has been the true for me and Gina as well, and like she said, we've been up and down and all around, and we got so many T-shirts from, we don't even want to talk about it. But it is a growth. It is a spiritual growth, expansion, development, whatever you want to call it, to really set your tone, set your ideas, set your intention for what it is you want, and then going after it. Millions, half millions, not millions, it doesn't really matter. If it's something more than what you've had up to this point, then this is a spiritual growth development process.
It really is. And so today we're going to look at a couple things. And first, we're going to check in on your client attraction plan, your 5-star client attraction plan. And we're going to look at your current state, current relationship with money, where you're at right now. Because one of the things we do is we make wherever we're at wrong. Even if we're doing pretty good, we think, oh, but we could be doing so much better financially. Or my business is good, but it's not good enough. And while it's great to keep striving for more, you also want to create a great relationship with where you're at now, because that will create more good stuff.
And a hint, hint, if you're unhappy and dissatisfied with where you are, you're only creating more opportunity to be dissatisfied. So the key here is to appreciate where you are, no matter where it is. In other words, make peace with that. It doesn't matter if you're where you don't want to be or if you're happy or you're just content. Maybe you wanted to be somewhere else. But make peace with where you are, with eager anticipation for where you're headed.
Indeed, and we're going to actually do a couple of great processes in today's session, and hopefully what we'd like you to do is do it while you're actually listening versus getting to it later. So as we take you through, go through it yourself in the moment, because it's so easy to listen to this stuff and say, yeah, I'll do it later. When are you going to have time? Do it right now, because it'll just give you a jump start on creating that wealth that you want. So let's back up and ask, did you do your 5-star client attraction plan? And if you did, what was most inspiring about creating it? We don't want you to just go do it and then stick it in a file somewhere. You really do want to keep it out somewhere visible and as a structure for you to move forward so you can attract more of your perfect clients. And marketing will become more of a breeze when you use your perfect strategies coupled with really this plan.
So if you have not created your 5-star client attraction plan, we want to encourage you to go back and listen to that segment of this program and take some time to actually create that. It's an organic living document that will serve you well. It is one of your key components of your, I want to say business plan, of your business. It's one more strategy that's going to keep you very clear on who it is, who's your target market, who is that perfect client for you, so that as you're building out the rest of your plan, you've got that in mind, and the decisions that you make are going to be colored by the fact that these are the people that you're going after. And if you don't have a clear plan, a clear client plan.
5-star client attraction
plan. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Without that, then you're shooting in a barrel. And you may have a lot of strategies in place, and you may be taking action and wondering why you're not getting the results you want. So the clarity in every aspect of your business plan, and this is one of those aspects, very key component.
Clarity is essential. This is one of the first things that I work on with every one of my clients in developing marketing and business plans. If you don't know where you're going, how are you going to get there?
Right.
So
absolutely.
Let's talk about your current relationship with money.
Money.
So obviously, if you're listening to this, you want improved financial wealth in your life. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this. So even if you're doing pretty good and you just want more, then you really want to take the time to think about some of the questions we're going to ask you, because every single thing you think about money impacts it. And some of it's a good impact. When you're out there having fun and you're really appreciating money and appreciating new clients, that's a great thing, because all you're going to do is attract more. So you want to be starting to notice and observe any of the little nigglies that are in there, not just about money, but also in relationship to debt. Oh, and before I forget, here's another one that I tend to come across, so does Eva, because I know we've coached a lot of people around this. Some people, if they're in a position where, let's say they're starting a new business or they've come across some financial hardship, and someone in their family or maybe their wife or husband has taken over the load and is supporting them, they actually feel bad and guilty about it, and that can have an impact on the wealth that you want to create as well. So you want to have a good relationship across the board.
Let me just speak to that.
Okay.
Not only do we coach people on that, I was one of those people.
You were?
Yes. Yes, I remember when I left IBM and I went out on my own to do consulting with Silicon Valley, doing graphics promotional stuff. So I left IBM. Robin, my mate, totally supported me in this. And every client that was coming to me was coming through his referral. And I discounted it.
Mm.
I thought, okay, but that's not me making my own way. That's Robin sending me referrals, and it doesn't count. And I'll tell you, if you want to shut down your business really fast, spend your time and energy like that. Because the truth is, if anyone else had said, oh, I see what you're doing, and I'm sending you a referral, I would have gone, yes! But I discounted it because it was my mate. It does not matter where it's coming from. Understand that you are creating it. You're creating the income. You're creating your success no matter what it looks like and no matter who it's coming through. So not to discount that and to say, yes, I did that. I did this. I got that. And the more you do, of course, then what happens if you understand law of attraction? The universe says yes and show her some more that she can do. And yes, she can do it again. Let it come whatever way it wants to come. That was easy, effortless income for me, and I wasn't willing to embrace it.
Great point. So let's talk about debt. Both personal and business debt can have an impact. Some of us know going into it, it's an intentional debt that's created. You know that you're going to go invest some money, and maybe you're going to be not making a profit right away, but you know it's an investment. And other times, debt is created because we actually need a little help. Both are not bad. If it's the choice that you make in that moment and you're lined up with it, meaning you make the choice and you feel good about it. Many times, though, what happens later is you forget that you made that choice consciously, and then you feel bad that you're not making money fast enough to pay it off. Or for some people, they're getting deeper into debt. And that's a lot of what's happening right now. And what happens is you start feeling bad about it. You actually shut down the valve to the rest of the money that could be coming to you. Now, there are a lot of people that have great relationship with debt. They just see it for what it is. It's a temporary state, or it could be ongoing, but it's strategical. There's a lot of thought behind it, and you're doing it because you know you're going to recoup those costs in a different way, and it may not be right away. So you do want to appreciate the fact of any time that you create debt, whether it's through a loan or through a credit card or however you do it, that whole path of money being given to you is, again, you attracting what you need in the moment. I'll tell you what, when I was having hardship, I was so grateful that I had a couple of credit cards and that they had really high balances, because I don't know how I would have lived during that time. It was my preference. I would rather do it on my own than go ask somebody to help. So for
Wait, are you saying balances or high limits?
High limits, I mean. And the balance was high, too.
Before it was over, the balance was high, too.
Exactly. It all became really high. And at the time, it was the most debt I'd ever created in my whole life. And I was so grateful that I had that opportunity to use it. Now, when you're sick and tired of having the debt, that's a different moment. And then you make a different choice and you say, okay, now I'm done. I'm done having that debt. Now what do I want to do about it? Sometimes there becomes that irritation point where you're seeing the debt grow, 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 and you notice that your business isn't growing in relationship to the debt that's climbing. And so you really do need to make a commitment. Okay, that's it. And I'll tell you a little story about Eva and I. I don't remember what exactly was the cause. I think it when we had our radio show. But we took on some business debt, and it wasn't enough to cause extreme pain. It was just irritating, lurking in the darkness. And every once in a while it would tick me off. I'd go, gosh, why is that still here? Ah, I didn't understand it. And then one day I said, that's it. Eva, we're paying this off in the next couple of months. She said, okay, I'm right behind you.
I like the way you're thinking. Take it away, Gina.
It had been that way, I don't know, a couple years, 3 years. Yeah. I don't even know how long. To me, it was
too long.
But guess what? Because we never made the choice that it was really going to go away, it just sat there going down little by little. And as soon as I made the decision, we really did pay it off, I think, in 3 months, mm-hmm. while it sat there for years just barely moving. And of course, because I made the decision, guess what happened to us? It wasn't about me being more disciplined with the money that I did have. We started attracting more money. That's exactly what happened. And it wasn't until I made that decision. It wasn't like we did anything different in our marketing. I took the stand that it's going and we're not going to have it again, period. We're never doing that again. And we haven't. So it's the relationship with debt that makes it grow or not. It's not necessarily anything else. The strategies that you will use to pay off debt will become clear when you actually decide that it's going to go bye-bye. That's the truth. Because, again, in my personal life, I did the same thing. I had so much debt, and it wasn't until I said, okay, stop being a victim, get clear on what you want to do. And if I really looked at the reality of it, it looked like it was going to take years to pay off at the rate that I was making money in my business and all the other things that were going on in my life. 9 months later, I was debt-free. And that included stuff I hadn't planned on paying off, like my car, my boat, everything. Debt-free zero in 9 months. And in the beginning, I didn't know how I was going to do it.
So here's the point of all of this. When you understand from the perspective of law of attraction, a lot of people think, I have to get into action. They get into action resenting it, not liking it. They're feeling deprived because they're putting money into paying off their debt. You know, you have to also give yourself some room to enjoy some things in your life as well. But most importantly is how you're feeling about it. Making a decision is extremely powerful. I've decided that I'm cleaning this up. Not beat yourself up. And this is what a lot of people are doing. Oh, how stupid have I been? Oh, I can't believe I did that. I'm feeling bad. I'm hating being in this place. I'm despising the debt. I'm resenting having to pay it back. So shifting that to understanding that someone out there believed in you enough to be able to give you that loan or to give you that balance on your credit card. Look at it from that perspective, and look at it from the perspective that in those moments that you used that credit, it was serving you in a way that you wanted it to serve you. And now, rather than resenting having the debt, rather than resenting yourself, simply make the decision. It just is. And now I've decided I want something different, and then focus on having it be different, being excited about the fact that it's going to be shifting and changing. And when you shift the energy, remember, it comes back to energy again. When you shift your focus and you shift your energy, then amazing things can happen. As Gina said, we got very inspired. We got all kinds of ideas about new programs that took off. Money was coming in unexpectedly. It didn't even dawn on us to create new programs, but it became our new game. It was a game. We kept it light.
I had a very similar experience. My first year and a half in business, I really went gangbusters, and I racked up my credit card debt to about $100,000. And same thing. I was completely okay. I totally get investing in your business. I am thrilled that I invested in my business. Thank goodness I did, because I also don't believe I would be where I am today had I not made that choice. And eventually I had the same thing. I was like, okay. So I've made all this investment. And I have a beautiful brand, and I have a thriving business, and I'm just done with this now. So we're going to make this all go away. And I love what you guys say. It's so about making that decision. And I made that decision, and again, all of a sudden, unexpected revenue started coming in. I decided to open up a second line of business, and in literally a matter of months, it was gone.
Yes.
Very powerful. I want to say one other thing about debt and when you're paying stuff off. And this comes with any money that you're actually spending or chunking away on improvements in your business, whether you're creating a new website or a new brand and you're waiting for the progress to be seen. Keep appreciating any progress. I know some month, literally, I was paying $10 more over the balance or the minimum payment, so I could only afford $10 more. But in that $10, I was really appreciating the fact that I could actually pay over the minimum payment, because it starts out small. When you're shifting a belief, at first, it's taken you a little while to get in the groove with this and catch up to the way that you want to think. So at first, you might not see any progress. It might be a couple weeks, a month, but when it gets going, It will go really fast. The law of momentum will come into play. So just appreciate the small steps, knowing that it will pick up speed. Because what happens is when we don't see instantaneous progress, right, we start to judge and we feel despair, and then we go around and we do the little spiral down thing with our thoughts.
I actually have a really great game. Not only do I personally use it, I actually recommend it to my clients. In fact, actually, I think we may have talked about this when we did work together. I actually have what I call a win board. And
yes.
We have this up in my office, and not only me, but any time that my team members, anytime we have any kind of win, let me even clarify what that is. It may not even be like a closed contract. It may be someone who called us who wanted us to issue them a proposal.
Yes, that's awesome.
Any kind of win, we have it right up in a place where we've got post-it notes right before, and every week, every little win we have, we write it on a post-it note and stick it on the wall.
I love it.
And by the end of the week, we are always amazed that the thing is full.
That's great. Yeah, because most of the time we spend our energy and focus on looking at what didn't come through or what almost came through, and why isn't it the big kahuna here yet? Why isn't the miracle windfall happening? When we do, we have all this evidence around us all the time that we are going in the right direction, that things are looking up, that we're doing pretty good. And the more you focus on what's great, you'll just attract more of it. And writing it down, remember, is always powerful. And then having it as a visual trigger up on the wall is excellent.
And I want to just talk for a minute about the flip side of that, because it's an experience that Robin and I went through. Because you can say, yes, I look and these things are working, and so to keep anchoring it back into that. But I'll tell you, my experience, and this actually is the transformational turning point for me as far as really getting the power of law of attraction without question ever again. And that was when we were in our software company. It was actually Robin was running a software company and I was working with him in it. And we started out doing pretty well, and then things began to go south. Cash is king, as most of you who are entrepreneurs know. It is king. And it doesn't matter how great your product is if you don't have cash coming in the door. And it was leaking money like crazy. For years, we had been searching for backing to help us launch this software program. We patented the program. And we weren't able to find people that were interested enough in joining us, whether it was venture capital or it was a business partner or business loans. And we got to the point where we were finally laying off our staff. We were not paying ourselves so that we could retain the skeleton crew that we still had. Clearly, the morale was extremely low, and creditors were after Robin and me personally. Creditors were after us in the business. So you can imagine the stress was extremely high. And it had been a few years before that that I had stumbled across the law of attraction. And even though I had been studying metaphysics for years, I had only understood it intellectually. And even when I ran across the law of attraction and I finally felt like the lights came on and the fireworks went off and I began to understand how simply and clearly I could apply it in my life, I was not using it for this really big issue that was staring us in the face. I was using it for small things, and I was using it and it was working. So with the law of attraction, of course, remember that whatever you're focused on, you're going to get more of, whether wanted or not. And that emotional charge you have is really what magnetizes more of the same to you. So you can imagine where my focus had been for the several years that we seemed to go down the black hole. We don't have enough money. We can't make payroll. We lose the business. What if we lose our place that we're living? What if we get evicted? We're renting. So where's my focus? It's on exactly what I did not want more of in my life. And I'll tell you, the emotions were running high. So it's like the engine of my thoughts was repeatedly looking at the lack that was going on, particularly as it pertained to the business, and highly charged negatively. And I was carrying that emotional fuel into the business. And so everyone in the company, of course, is picking up on that vibration. And that just created more of the same, because that's exactly how the law of attraction works.
How unattractive.
How very unattractive. The law of unattractive. Unattraction. Exactly. And I woke up one morning at 3 a.m. with this major aha, because frankly, I felt like we had nothing to lose. If the landlord had said we had missed 2 months rent, if she had said, get out now, we would have had to walk and left everything in there. We did not have anything. But I woke up at about 3 o'clock in the morning. It seems to be that magic hour. It's the magic hour for either things look darker than they really are, or it's the magic hour for aha moments. I don't know what that's about. But I woke up and I went, oh my gosh, here I am. I've been studying the law of attraction and it's been working. Why haven't I been using it here? And I made the decision. I had nothing, absolutely nothing to lose, but to introduce the concept of law of attraction to the rest of the company. And that's what I did the next day. I went in and I shared with them this huge spreadsheet. I called it the Prosperity Account. And it was based on the Prosperity Game, which is an Abraham Hicks process. And we played that. Every day we would come in. Now, for the purposes of the company, we started with $10,000. So on day one, I said, okay, you all have $10,000 in the account, and you're asked to post how you would spend the funds on the company today. And tomorrow there's going to be $11,000 for everyone here. How would you spend that $11,000? $12,000 the next day, and so it went, right? Well, first of all, the unexpected thing to me was to see the shift in the energy and to see how generous people were being with each other. Marketing was spending their money on the sales department. Sales was spending their money on the programming department. So there was this generosity that was coming, and there was this ease of energy that was happening in those moments when we were focused on this game, even though it was imaginary. And this is why I want to bring it back to how powerful energy is. It doesn't matter how real it is or not. It's all about the energy. And the money in this imaginary account was flowing. And we, as a company, were finally having some fun for the first time in a really long time. And not necessarily all day long. We were still doing what we needed to do just to keep the doors open. But that was something we looked forward to every single day.
And
it worked.
Really, I was going to say, it's really interesting because when we all talked about doing this project together, one of the things I said was, well, hey, guys, have you ever heard of that game?
Yes.
The Prosperity Game. And I said, no, I actually created that, a version of it,
yes,
for our Marketing to Millionaires.
Which is so exciting. I'm so thrilled that we have that as part of this project.
Oh, so am I, because I totally agree. I cannot stress to you guys enough. And again, I'm coming at this from a different perspective than even Gina. I'm not an expert in law of attraction. However, I am a person who regularly implements it in every aspect of my business. I went and treated myself yesterday. I love shoes.
Woohoo!
Oh, I do. I love shoes. And I went yesterday and treated myself. There's a famous shoe designer named Christian Louboutin.
Mm-hmm.
And those shoes, I just tell you, they just make me feel like I'm floating on clouds. I don't know what it is about them, but I decided that going into this live event, I was going to treat myself to a pair of Christian Louboutins. And I did. And I did that, though, not because of the treat. I did that because I want my energy to radiate abundance.
Ooh, I can't wait to see those shoes.
Oh, they are hot, honey. They are hot. They are leopard and 5-inch heels. They are gorgeous.
Ooh!
Anyway, but the point is that it's not about buying the Christian Louboutins. It's about the fact that I feel so incredibly abundant. And when I'm making major, major business moves, it is critical for me to be living and feeling in a place of abundance. And that's really what gave me the inspiration to create that game. And we play that game here as well. In fact, you'll notice, since you guys are getting a copy with this program, you will notice that, well, if you know anything about the game, you know that it generally, what does it normally start at? Like
1,000.
Oh, is it 1,000? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're doing the same thing. We're playing the game on a bigger level. The reason is because I want you guys to feel abundant. Because when you feel abundant and you're focused on your abundance, you're going to attract more abundance.
Absolutely. Here's the thing. The universe does not know if what we're focused on is real or imaginary. It only picks up on the essence of where we're focusing our energy and thoughts and how we feel. That is the vibrational match that we're talking about. And so the good news taking this game into the company was we started to shift a vibrational match. Wearing those shoes, playing that game that you're talking about, for you, Kelly, it's the same thing. You create that vibrational match. And so as far as the universe is concerned, first of all, prosperity was our reality because that's the way we were feeling about it, even though it wasn't 24 hours a day, even for the few moments each day that we got together and enjoyed that game. And the other thing that this game actually shows you is that no matter what you spent your money on within a given day, there's always more in the account the next day. There's always $1,000 more in the account the next day. So in that time that we were focused on the game, we were able to stop thinking of lack and living in lack. And we were able to focus on, abundance of money and how fun and looking forward to the more money tomorrow and being free and easy to spend it today knowing there would be more tomorrow. And the exercise itself will help you stretch your wealth mentality. And what a wonderful, fun way to do it. And this is one of the most important lessons that you have to learn in order to allow prosperity to follow. You've got to stretch that wealth mentality and understand that there is abundance of all things, including money. And that's exactly what we did in the company. We followed that. And within 9 months of launching that exercise in the business, we were approached to sell the company lock, stock, and barrel. And we went from living from no paycheck to no paycheck, as far as Robin and I were concerned, many, many of those weeks, to successfully selling the business for an extremely hefty sum of money. And why? Because we were in a good place mentally, and we were able to see the opportunity, not the opportunity as in a real opportunity, but the opportunity to shift our energy and to shift our focus. And that was my defining moment as far as, oh my gosh, this stuff works. I never have to question it again. And I'll tell you, Robin and I were in the Grenadine Islands, island hopping on a 42-foot catamaran with friends at the time that we officially signed over that company to the ones that bought us out. I will never question the power of this again.
Now, here's the other thing that's cool about there's. We could go on and on about this. Eva and I, actually, this is the game that brought us together as business partners, because yes, we still do. We teach a teleclass around it. And some of the things that we've seen people do with it, because you're having to come up with ways to spend the money, people aren't used to that. They're so used to going, oh, I can't afford that, I can't afford that, when they see something they want. Or if there's a service that they want for themselves, like, oh, yes, I'd love to have a gardener, I'd love to have this, and they put it off till someday. Well, what ends up happening in the game is you have to find ways to spend your money, and at some point, most people get stuck, and they go, I don't know what else to buy. I'm just going to start giving the money away. And we challenge them not to, because it's sort of an easy way to spend the money versus thinking, okay, what is something else I want, which stretches the imagination. And in doing that, you really have to get the working muscles of your desires going, because most people have shut them off at some point. They allow themselves to have some immediate desires, but most of the time, they've actually shut that part of their brain down. We've seen it over and over. It's always astounding to me. So this gets those muscles working. One of the cool things that happened, I'll never forget this because I thought, wow, because when you get that focus of, ooh, what is possible, things become possible. There was a gal in the class who, just for the sake of the game, went on the internet. One of her dreams was to find a piece of property in France for her and her mother to go have a vacation home. So she was poking around on the internet to see how much one would cost. She found a piece of property in a town that she knew and liked, in a price range that she could afford actually right now. She would have never known that if she hadn't asked the question of, ooh, how much, what is it out there? Just because there was no attachment to it. She was just having fun. So that's going to be one of the most important things you do as you use this millionaire attraction game, is to have fun with it and notice when you feel stretched. Notice when you think, ooh, I don't know what else to spend it on. And to, if you notice there's a pattern where you keep spending it on the same thing, like we had a guy in our class one time who just wanted to keep investing the money because that's what felt safer.
No, break out of the mold.
But here's what happens. When you keep knowing that you're going to keep attracting money, you don't have to keep investing it for the sake of security. More is coming tomorrow. It's okay to spend it all.
I want to also say something about this. That is, in fact, actually, this will be a good segue into the abundance technique, which is killer.
Okay.
Is that a lot of times what happens is, even within playing this game, even playing the millionaire attraction game, you might find, and this is what the patterns that we would see in people as we were working with them in our program, our 3-month program, was that what they were butting up against were limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. And they weren't able to get through those limiting beliefs. So we have this process to help you to bust through those limiting beliefs. It's called the abundance technique. And it's called the abundance technique because each of the letters of the word abundance actually represent a step of the process. So I would like to ask you, Ms. Kelly, if you would be willing to play with me.
I am always willing to play.
I know. You're so good.
Always.
So good. And the abundance technique, and just think about, maybe there's a belief, a limiting belief that you might be holding that you would like to bust through here, and we'll take it from there. So
Okay, give me a second to think about
okay.
One. Being a coach, I do kind of live in that world of identify limiting beliefs and blast them. Here's the thing, even being a coach, there's always one lurking in there.
Oh, and usually our clients are reflecting it right back at us. Don't you hate that?
No, I'm sure. Yes. Okay, limiting belief.
Or it could just be an area you want more movement in, like you're not sure why you haven't busted through faster or...
Yeah.
So does it need to be around money, though?
It could be around anything.
Okay, so here's one then. There was a story where Oprah got up and said, I can't believe I'm talking about this again. Of course, she was talking about her weight. Well, this is an area where I have struggled. And for whatever reason, I have not busted through it. And I would love to. I would love more movement in this area.
Okay, perfect. And this is the wonderful thing about the abundance technique. You can use it for any limiting beliefs or any place that you feel that you're stuck and you have this story around it. So in the abundance technique, the first A in abundance represents awareness. And what that means is all of your power is in your now, is present moment awareness. Mm-hmm. And if you really understand that, we're all right here in our now. And the past is gone. It doesn't even exist anymore except in our own mind when we think about it. The future doesn't exist except in our mind as we are projecting into it. So all we really have is the now moment. So part of the power of this is to bring yourself right here and now into this moment and let everything else go.
Okay.
Cool. Now, as you're sitting here in this now moment, the B in abundance technique stands for the belief that's holding you back from whatever it is you're wanting. So that belief that's holding you back, what is the belief that you hold that has you still stuck around weight?
That's a good one, because honestly, I'm not so sure.
It could even be that this is just hard or...
Yeah, okay, maybe that... Nothing works for me. It's
there you go.
Hard. I used to have a thyroid thing, but I think I pretty much, well, because I have a thyroid disease. And so
you know,
whether
you have the thyroid or not, if your belief is it's hard, that's really the belief.
Okay, well, then yes, that is the belief.
Okay, so it's hard. I don't even have that excuse, and I say it's hard, so I'm still working my way through that one, too. But, okay, so the belief that's holding you back is it's really hard to lose weight for whatever reason, and you could have all kinds of really good reasons, but that's the belief. So the U in the abundance technique is, what is the unlimited belief to replace that limiting belief?
That the weight will just slip off me easily and effortlessly.
Okay, so the unlimited belief is the weight can slip off you easily and effortlessly. And so as you are in that, just feel what that might be like. And remember, with law of attraction, of course, it's all energy first. The action and the inspiration for the action can show up later, but first is to really be in that place, even if it's just for a few seconds. So just be in that place.
That's what I'm wearing, my new leopard Louis Vuitton.
Awesome. Awesome.
Okay.
And so as you are, and by the way, I didn't say this when I started this technique, but hopefully each of you who are listening are claiming wherever your stuck point is or that thought or that limiting belief is for you to carry yourself through this. And you can, of course, go back and listen to it again. But now, as you're in that place and you're feeling, if you really are standing in this unlimited belief that the weight can come off easily and effortlessly, the N in abundance, the first N, stands for your new mode of operation based on that new unlimited belief. So if that was the belief you were carrying, what's going to be different about your mode of operation? Because what you've been doing up to this point is operating from a place of it's hard. What would be different? What's your new mode of operation?
Okay, I'm going to need more explanation on that one. I'm not sure I understand exactly.
Okay, so for instance, if you've come from the place of it's hard,
uh-huh.
Your mode of operation is, I'm going to effort this through, I'm going to try this diet, or I'm
or
going to go
you,
to the...
You go,
go
through
ahead.
Your day looking in the mirror and looking at your clothes, and you just keep reinforcing,
going,
like,
bleh.
Oh, here I am again. This sucks.
Yes.
You're probably not appreciating your body. You're probably at every moment going, critiquing it, judging
okay.
it.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So
my new mode of operation would be...
And this is, if you knew without a shadow of a doubt, 100%, this stuff is falling off. It's going away, this weight. Bye-bye.
Done deal.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. Let's go with that. I always picture this, it's almost as if the outer layer, because of course it has nothing to do with anything other than what's in my head, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So I always picture myself as if this body is unzipping and a new one steps out.
Ooh, that's a great visual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just so you guys know at home what's going on for me right now as I'm doing this, I'm sitting here with my eyes closed, and I am literally running this movie through my head of what this is, and I'm checking in with all of my different senses as to what it really feels like. What does it feel like in my tummy? What do emotionally I feel like? Are there any particular smells or tastes that I can smell or taste in this experience that I'm having in the now?
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so very much hand in glove with the new mode of operation now that you're based in. What is the direction that you now choose to focus? So now, what are the thoughts you choose to only buy into? Where is it that you put your focus now that you've let go with that limiting belief? In other words, the focus in your limiting belief was, it's hard, I'm not appreciating my body, you're in resistance, all of that stuff. So what's the direction that you now choose to focus?
I choose to focus that... Let's see. Oh, because of course now I'm uncovering another little limiting belief in this same time.
Perfect. Yes, and that can happen. But
yeah.
Then this can happen a couple of ways. We can then take that piece and then go back through the technique to clear that one out, or you can put it aside and continue and then pick that one up at the end of the process of this one. So it's up to you.
I want to believe that I can have a balanced diet. So this is a choice. This is very much a choice. I choose to believe that I can have a balanced diet and exercise regularly because I love it anyways, which I really do. That's already a belief. I love to exercise. So
yes, we know you're already. You've got your trainer you work with, and I've seen those hills that you run.
I know.
Oh,
right. I love it,
dude.
Though. I love it. I love the way I feel after I worked out there this morning. And I can eat a balanced diet, and I can indulge occasionally, and that my healthy body will emerge, and that it's not going to be hard. It just is. It just will.
Okay, I want to say something here, because this is what people do with money, too. You already said that it was going to be easy and effortless, right?
Mm-hmm.
People do the same thing. Well, I want all this money, but I really want it to be easy and effortless. But they say, and I only want to work with my perfect clients. You really have to love them. It's like, yes, that's included in easy and effortless, which means you get to do it in a way, whatever way you choose to do it will be to your preference. You could eat anything you want that you feel good about eating and exercise hours a day and do it whatever way feels good, and this stuff is going to slip off no matter what because it's coming off effortlessly.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. It has nothing to do with anything else.
So it's perfect, and the direction that you focus is perfect too. And now what you actually were already doing when we went through the new mode of operation is the second A in abundance, which is to spend some time right now allowing in more of that new unlimited belief that it really does fall off easily and effortless. This is where you're really amping up your energy, your focus, feeling it in the way that you already were doing.
I always imagine it like your heart is opening up to receive more of that feeling. Like it's flooding you as if there were a spotlight above you that was yellow and it was just shining down this heat and you could just feel going all the way in.
Mm-hmm.
Just tying it back to money for a second, I know that some people, when I walk them through this and they get to this feeling, and I'll even ask them, okay, so here's the deal. You've been given a free pass to the rest of your life. You do not need money for anything. Everywhere you go, anything you do, anything you ask for, you have this little card with you that says, give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
Free pass. Anything. Money is no longer part of the equation. How does that feel? And get in totally that freedom, that sense of peace, that So for you, it really is just allowing in the fact it's a done deal. Not only is it falling off easily and effortless, you've just unzipped and out came you.
And then you never, ever, ever have to worry about this topic again, ever.
Yes.
Non-issue.
Now, the in an abundance stands for what is the one next is the end, next step. What is your next step? What is the one next step for you towards this ideal body that emerges easily and effortlessly? And this next step, I want to say something about this. It could be a physical action step, or it could be not a physical action step. It could be a being step.
I am going to appreciate the beauty that I already have.
Mm. Excellent. So now the C in abundance, this is our check-in. This is where we confirm that the step that you just said was your next step is actually the real next step. So here is how we check in. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being absolutely without a shadow of a doubt, no question, that's what feels good to me and that's my next step, is a 10. Where are you on that scale, 1 to 10?
I'm like a 9.
Okay, perfect. Now, what would take it to a 10? What needs to happen between the 9 and 10 to take it to a 10? Is there one step before that step?
What would take it from a 9 to a 10? That's a great question. There was a pair of Manolos that I wanted to.
Hey, whatever works.
I'm just kidding. Gosh, maybe it is a 10 because I really can't think of anything that would make it
a
10.
So what I'm getting is it's just to simply claim that.
Yeah.
So that's one more C, claim it. And the reason we ask that question on a scale of 1 to 10, because sometimes people will think that is my step, and then when I ask if it's not a 10, sometimes it's a lot lower, it'll be 7 or 8, and I'll say, well, what would make it a 10? They say, well, if I had this in place. I say, great, then that's your next step then. In other words, that just really is an indicator that maybe there's a step before that one, and that's all this is for, is to get clear on what that one next step is. And my most favorite step at the entire process, which is the E. The E is expect.
I knew it.
To exceed all expectations. Expect to exceed all expectations. Because look at what you've done. If you go back through the entire process, you have brought yourself into the present moment. You have identified a belief that's been holding you back. You've identified a belief to replace that with. You have even spent time looking at what your new mode of operation would be with this new unlimited belief and the direction that you can now focus. You're spending some time here in shifting your vibration. The energy shifts are happening. Spending the time allowing in more of that new unlimited belief and then identifying your one next step. You've even sort of double-checked. You've checked in and confirmed that that is the one next step, and you've clarified that. Your work is done. You get that? It's this easy. Your work is done. The rest is for the universe. And so now is where the allowing comes in. The allowing is understanding I've just spent enough time shifting my energy that what I'm now creating for myself is very different than what I was creating when I still held that limited belief. And now is to get out of the way and allow the universe to work its magic. And for you to simply sit back and expect what the universe does so well to exceed your expectations.
So for you and for everybody else, as you're listening, no matter what you chose as your topic, know that you have your set point, your vibrational set point on that topic has now been raised. Whether you see anything different in your world that was different than 10 minutes ago, it doesn't matter. Your vibrational set point has been changed. It's moved up the scale, which is a great thing.
Now, what I want to say about that, too, is to understand that you've shifted. Something has shifted here. Now, you may go back and begin to have doubts again. And when you do, simply come back to the process because you started at ground zero. Whoever you are and whatever you're doing as you're listening here, you started at ground zero. Your energy shifted. Now, let's say your energy shifted in 4 points. You may come back and begin to question it later, and it might take you back down to 3 to 2 points. You'll never go back to your ground zero again. Never. And so when you keep coming back and doing these types of processes, you keep inching your way up that vibrational scale until you get to that tipping point. And then you look back and you're amazed at how easy things can be. But it's the energy work that is so important, and that's what we're pointing to here.
I also wanted to say something about the next step, because Kelly chose something that really was a good next first step for her. But sometimes people say, in order for me to clear up my flow around money, let's say I need to clean my entire office. Well, that's a whole bunch of steps.
Yeah.
You're going to be sorting. You're going to be throwing away. You might be dusting, moving around furniture. So you really want to confine it to one step. Okay, for an hour, I'm going to clean my office. You just want to begin. Because a lot of times we say the thing that has to change is become so big that people don't want to take that next step.
You know, one of the things that just came to me as you're saying that the C, which we call it the check-in and the confirm, it could be if it's not a 10 because to clean out seems like a lot, you want to chunk it down. So that C could be chunk it down. Excellent.
Thank you, Kelly.
It's
my pleasure. I love that. I really love that process. I have to tell you, I have a little shift. It's funny, too, because at this present moment, I'm sitting here with my hair in a ponytail in a little velour sweatsuit, but I actually feel more beautiful at the moment.
Yes! Oh, my gosh.
Excellent. You know, too, whether it's weight or it's money or it's relationship, One of the things to remember is once you've made your decision that something's going to be different, remember there's that transition period. And so wherever you're at right now, it's just for the moment. So if your finances aren't where you want, or your client base isn't where you want, or your weight's not where you want, obviously the reality is as you look at the bank account and you see, okay, really? I can't fantasize because it's telling me I have $100 in my bank account. That's it. You just have to know that that's only temporary. It's only temporary. It's only for the moment, and lots can happen at any moment. So everything's temporary, and you can handle it if it's temporary, right? It's when we start thinking it's permanent that we start getting ourselves all, oh, it's always going to be hard. I'm never going to get what I want. But if you know it's temporary, it's just temporary, and you can handle that, and then you know you expect the shift.
You know, one of the beliefs that I truly have that I believe has created a monumental difference in my business, my husband calls me the goose. And I'll tell you the big joke around this. Here, I'll tell you what my belief is, and then you'll understand why he calls me the goose. I believe it's really easy to make money. I can make money easily. That's easy. And I really believe that. Mm. With very little effort, I just need to decide. I'm that kind of person that all of a sudden, if we have like a $40,000 property tax come due, it's easy. I can just go make $40,000. And because I hold that belief and have for a very long time that it's easy to make money, that's why my husband, he calls me the goose that laid the golden egg.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you lay eggs on demand. He's like, and I don't understand how you do that.
That's funny.
It's really that simple. It's because I hold the belief.
Yes.
It's so important to get that. That's so good.
So do we have time to do a very quick visualization?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Eva, is that okay place to go right now?
Sure.
Okay, good, because I just want everybody to get in the space. We've talked about how to shift the energy, giving you a process to do it, talked a lot about unlimiting beliefs and shifting your financial set point. Now I actually just want you to go have an experience of it, a virtual experience, because as Eva has pointed out, it's all about how you're feeling right now will create a different physical experience, whether it's your weight or your clients or just more money. And the important thing is to be in the experience, even before you figure out the how. Obviously, if you've been playing with Kelly, then you know that you've got lots of fun things to implement, right? But you also have to get in the right set point in order to do that. So, here we go. Take a nice deep breath in. And take another nice deep breath in. Let it out with a sigh. And just notice the earth beneath you, if you have your feet planted on the ground, or if you're laying down or sitting down. And just to feel the comfort of the security that every single day this planet supports you. The sun, the air, the changing of the seasons, these things are consistent in your life. Just like the air around you we talked about is going in and going out all the time it's there for you. So just continue taking nice, deep, deliberate breaths in through your nose and then exhaling through your mouth. As you keep taking deep breaths in, focus on the word abundance. You're breathing in abundance. And as you do this, you're going to feel more and more secure, safe, and alive as you keep taking in more of this abundance. In and out. Money comes in and it goes out, just like your breath, never running out. It feels so good to know that you don't have to hold on tight to what you have. There's going to always be more available to you. So now in your mind's eye, you're going to see yourself standing in front of an ATM machine, a money machine. And you've just put a very large deposit in an envelope, and it's been added to your account. And you're going to push the keypad on the machine, and it's going to spit out a receipt with your account balance. And the total on your balance is larger than you've ever had. In fact, it has more than 6 zeros behind it. You feel elation. You feel relief, excitement, all of it at the same time, and probably even more emotions than that. And you realize all this money is for you to do what you wish. You attracted it in a totally joyful way, and now you get to use it in a joyful way. There's no nervousness about how you're going to spend the money or how you're going to create more. You just trust that your financial set point is consistently rising. You always have more than enough money for whatever you desire. You know you are a vibrational match to this money. Everything in your life has been leading up to this point. You knew that you were born to be free. And this is what this money represents, freedom. And become aware of your breath again. And as you do, make a conscious connection with your higher self, this wise part of you that knows what is in your best interest at all times. And just tap into the wisdom of this most loving and wise part of yourself. And as you look back over the past year, what has been the mental state of mind that has been the cause of your wealth? What has been that mode of operation that has shifted your relationship with wealth? And as you tap into that highest and most wise self, what's the best advice that you can give yourself as you move into the future? What's the best advice you can give yourself as you move into the future? You might get a direct task. It might be advice on how you need to be. You might get a feeling or even a picture. And now ask another question. Who did you find was the best resource for you to stay in the wealth zone over this last year? Who is the best resource for you to stay in the wealth zone? Somebody who lifted your spirits either in person, maybe it was a mentor, maybe it was a financial advisor, but someone who kept you focused on the goal and really, really supported you in knowing it was possible. And what disempowering thoughts did you have to release in order to allow this wealth into your experience? You probably had one or two that were a constant theme that once you released them, you noticed everything started to change. And then if you have any other empowering questions to ask, empowering meaning the answer will support you in moving forward, go ahead and ask them now. You may ask about if there is a specific next step that you're supposed to take. If there's someone you should contact that will support you in your business, or could be a potential client that you've been knowing in your heart that you want to talk to, just stay open to receive any messages, ideas, or images. If you don't get anything immediate, you might get it later today or tomorrow when you're driving in the car or you're on a walk or in the shower. It's time now to just come back into your body. Feel yourself in your skin. Continue taking nice, deep belly breaths. Trusting that you've now raised your financial set point, another notch or two. And trust that your job is to truly enjoy your life on a moment-to-moment basis. The best wealth strategy is to relax. Even when you're in extreme inspired action, it's always best to relax through it. So now wiggle and stretch your way back into this time-space reality. Who you are and what you've done up to this point is just perfect. And remembering you currently have all that it takes to be a money magnet. All right. So hopefully you've all just had a nice little experience and you can tap into that energy anytime you want. And back to you, Eva. Do you have anything that you want to add? Kelly?
No, I love it. I just think this is such an important topic. I'm so glad we talked about it today. And I would just really encourage people, really check in on when you're thinking about the idea of money. Pay attention and notice. And hopefully after today, you have a different experience of money. And notice what your reaction is when you talk about money or when you play joyfully with money. Does that feel okay to you? I would notice those things because that might be the one thing that you need to use that abundance exercise on and rid that limiting belief, because the shifts that you'll find will be profound.
Indeed, okay. Good. And remember, this week, today would be a great day, if you haven't already started, to do your millionaire attraction game, because it won't work if you don't play it.
That's right. And look forward to our last segment with you, and we're going to show you how to apply those wealth attraction strategies to your marketing.
Thank you for joining us today, and until next time, go out there and get ready to make your millions.
You've been listening to Wealth Mastery with Eva Gregory and Gina Gabellini. For more ways to blow the lid off what's possible for you in abundance, go to abundanceabounds.com.